Jack and the Beanstalk. There is a poor woman who lives in the countryside with her son. Her son is called Jack. Jack is a good and clever boy. Jack is very young and cannot work. There are very few things in their house. The woman gave their things because they needed money to buy food. One day, there is nothing to give. The only thing they have now is their cow. The cow is called Daisy. She is a very good cow. Every morning she gives them milk. But one day, Daisy does not give them any milk. This is terrible. Jack and his mother are very sad. Jack says to his mother, "I am going to the market to sell Daisy the cow." Jack thinks he can get a lot of money for Daisy. On a sunny Monday morning, he says goodbye to his mother and goes away. As he walks down the road, Jack sees a farmer.
"Hello, young man," says the farmer. "You can give your cow to me, and I can give you these 5 magic beans. You must put them in your garden tonight, and in the morning you can see a big plant. At the top of the plant is everything you need."
Jack thinks this is very exciting. He goes back home very quickly and tells his mother the good news. He carefully gives her the magic beans. But Jack's mother is very angry. She throws the beans out of the window.
"Go to bed," she says.
She does not give him any food for dinner that evening. Jack is very, very sad. Jack wakes up in the morning and his room is dark. Jack does not understand why it is dark on a sunny day. He jumps out of bed and looks out of the window. There is a very big plant outside his window. The plant goes up into the sky. Jack gets dressed quickly and runs into the garden.
"I want to know where this plant goes," Jack says.
He carefully climbs up and up. His mother's house is very small below him. Jack gets to the top of the plant and he sees a very big house. Jack is surprised. He understands that the person who lives in the big house is very rich. Jack walks to the big house slowly. He can see a woman standing at the door. The woman is very, very big, bigger than Jack's house. But Jack isn't afraid of her.
"Please, lady, do you have any food? I'm very hungry."
The big woman looks frightening, but she is very nice.
"Come to my house, little boy," she says. "I have lots of nice food, but you must eat it quickly because my man eats little boys for breakfast."
Jack goes into the big kitchen and eats a very big breakfast. He has cake, toast, jam and tea. But then there is a big bang on the door and the house and the walls move because it is very loud.
"My man is home," the big woman says to Jack.
She helps Jack hide in her kitchen and then opens the door. Her man is very, very, very big. He's a giant.
"I think there's a little boy in our house," he shouts, "and I want him for my breakfast. I want him in my stomach."
The big woman says, "No, there isn't a little boy here. I am now cooking you a nice chicken to eat." The woman gives her man a very big chicken with potatoes and vegetables. He eats all the food.
"Now I'm not hungry. I want to count the money in my money bags," he shouts.
The woman gives him his money bags, and he counts all his money. There is a lot of money. He never puts his money in the bank. He does not like the bank. Then the big man falls asleep at the table. Jack walks quietly and carefully to the table. He takes the bags with the money. The man's dog makes a loud noise, but the man does not wake up. Jack climbs down the plant and he walks into his mother's house. Jack's mother is very happy to see him. Jack gives her the money bags. She is very surprised. Jack and his mother are rich now. They have a lot of food to eat. But Jack wants to go to the house in the sky again. The big woman waits at the door of the big house again. She is happy to see him. He goes into her kitchen and she gives him more food than he can eat. He eats a lot of fruit, a big soup, and lots of bread. Jack enjoys his food. But the big man comes home again.
"I can smell a little boy, and I am very hungry," he shouts.
"No, no, you can smell the nice big dinner that I have for you. Sit down and eat," says the woman.
The big man eats his dinner. He eats a lot of pasta and lots of meat and cheese.
"I want my chicken now," he shouts.
The woman gives him the chicken, and the chicken leaves a gold egg on the table. Jack is hiding behind the door, and he sees the chicken. The big man falls asleep at the table again, and Jack runs to the table and takes the chicken. He takes the chicken home to his mother. Now Jack has a pet that makes treasure. His mother travels to the town and she sells the gold eggs. She takes lots of money. But one day, Jack wants to go to the big house again because his day is boring. He climbs up the big plant and hides in the kitchen in the big oven. The big man comes home and shouts again,
"I smell a little boy, and I want to eat him for my dinner."
"No, no, there aren't any little boys here. Here's your food," says his woman.
The big man has a very big plate, and he eats lots of salad, fish, and bread.
"Now I want my gold harp," he shouts.
The woman puts a beautiful gold thing on the table. It sings very beautiful songs. The big man falls asleep quickly. Jack loves the songs, and he walks very quietly to the table where the big man is asleep. He takes the gold harp.
"Help! Help!" shouts the gold harp.
Then the big man wakes up and he sees Jack run out of the kitchen. The big man is very angry. He picks up something to hit Jack. He runs out of the house. Jack is afraid now. He climbs very quickly down the big plant and jumps down at the bottom. Jack is afraid. He knows that the big man will hit him. He looks up and he can see the big man coming down the plant. He does not want him to hurt his mother. But Jack is a clever boy. He breaks the plant at the bottom. The big man falls to the floor. His neck breaks and Jack is now safe. Jack and his mother have everything they need now. The chicken makes them gold eggs to sell. The gold harp sings them beautiful songs every day. They are rich and they are never hungry again. They are very happy.